True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin.
Yes, we are.
I still want to kind of go on a little bit more about this surgery that Darius Garland had on his great toe. Months. How's that say? Is that a fair assessment? He'll be back. They're saying that he'll probably be back for training
some camp. Period of time.
Yeah, but it's not. And it's not like a 1 week thing or a month thing. It's a couple months.
Their math doesn't add up
to rehab that. That's okay.
No, that's okay. Yeah.
I mean, when they went to work today, they said there'd be no math.
Hopefully he's back for the start of the regular season and or the beginning of training camp. That'd be great. We sure hope so.
Jeff, if they get rid of Darius Garland, are they a better team if they trade him?
Well, no. See, that's not the way to put it.
Okay. How should I put it?
It's not getting rid of. Why would you get rid of Darius Garland?
Because you think you have too much. You have redundant capabilities at the guard spots.
Well, you've had that for 3 years.
Well,
hasn't seemed to bother him very much.
And they had an outstanding regular season.
Yes. And 2 years in a row, you've not been knocked out of the second round of the playoffs. You don't overreact here, and you're going to find this funny coming from me. The last thing you do is bust it up to bust it up. That would be silly. I mean, you don't need to trade Darius Garland. Do you need to add other players to this team who might have different skill sets and might make the team better all the way around because it's a better mix? Yes, that would be great. Now, how do you do that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not there is no reason to, as I hear a lot of people say, trade Darius Garland. No, Darius is a really good NBA player. I caught grief when he was a rookie and he was off to a slow start because I said, just stay with him. He'll be just fine. Well, he's better than just fine. But, man, people wanted that kid run out of town. Don't run him out of town now. But he's clearly the obvious and best trade piece if you're looking to change the way this team is constructed. And I think changing the way this team is constructed is a really good idea. I've said it too many times. I'm tired of hearing myself say it. But okay. I've been saying it for 3 years. I'll say it one more time. Two ball dominant guards. Small. Not the way to win an NBA title. Well, maybe they can pull it off. Good luck to them.
All right, so Chris Fedor was on over the weekend. Dan, what do you have to say?
Well, he was asked about Garland and maybe how this team can improve, and especially more than anything, what about Darius Garland makes people want to trade him?
For all of the greatness that he brings on the offensive end of the floor, he is a complete and utter defensive liability. So there's enough evidence here that tells you that every single time the Cavs get into a seven-game series, the opponent that's playing against the Cavs are going to target him relentlessly over and over and over again. But when you get further and further in the playoffs and your margin for error starts to shrink and little things become the difference between winning a series and losing a series, That's something that you have to consider. How many targetable players are you going to survive with on the defensive end of the floor? And if he's going to be that level of defender, guys, he's going to have to be all-time transcendent on the offensive end to make up for that. I'm talking Steph Curry levels. I'm talking Damian Lillard levels. And I don't know that Darius can be that type of player in a playoff environment.
Hmm. Chris Fedor was on with Spencer German and Earl of Pearl over the weekend. And I
agree with him. He's not a good defensive player. Everybody's been trying to sugarcoat that fact for a long time. And yet everybody said, no, Jared Allen's a problem. Good look. Take a good look at the defense. If Darius is here and Jared isn't, unless you get somebody, you know, who's an even better defensive player than Jared to play alongside Evan Mobley.
And then his name comes up in trade rumors too all the time too.
Jared?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when your team finishes in the same spot, Andy, 2 years in a row, and again, they had a wonderful regular season, man. They were great. Really fun to watch. But when you finish in the same spot 2 seasons in a row, and you fire a very competent head coach because you're not happy that you finished out of the second round, and you bring in another very competent head coach, and you get knocked out in the same spot with a different emphasis, emphasizing offense over defense. Coaches won't tell you that, but that's clearly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in the same spot. Well, what's next? It's not J.B. Bickerstaff's fault. It's not Kenny Atkinson's fault. I've been saying for some time, it's the roster construction. It's a really good roster, but maybe it's not the perfect fit. Maybe that's
or winning
why
in the playoffs.
Yeah, which is what matters. I mean, you don't get a prize for winning most games in the regular season.
You should. NHL gives you one.
All right, good. Go ahead. Create one.
I can't believe they haven't come out with a trophy for that.
Okay. We're very happy here after game 82 to have won the Baskin. Thank you very much.
I'd be okay with that. Best in mediocrity because you didn't win the championship.
We've won the Baskin.
Well, Chris had one more thing to say involving possibly a solution.
Given his limitations, given how they want to play, and given their salary cap situation, I think he would be the one to solve a lot of their problems if they get the kind of offer that we could all agree would make them a better team and closer to a championship. And the idea behind it is you take one high-priced player and you try to turn him into three playable guys or two playable guys.
And maybe a draft choice, which you don't have.
Does that make you better? He's not talking about superstars. He's talking about playable guys, Jeff. Guys. Just regular run-of-the-mill, really, really good basketball players that aren't going to...
And you know what, Andy? If it's the right trade, yes, it makes you better. Why does it do that? Let me just throw two guys at you. Did anybody really know anything about Aaron Nesmith and Andrew Nembhard before Indiana started kicking the you-know-what out of people in the playoffs?
No.
Guess what they are?
Regular, everyday guys.
But good basketball players.
Yeah.
Good basketball players. If the Cavs could turn Darius into another big and a guy out on the wing or a 6'5 point guard, you know, think Tyrese Halliburton.
Mm-hmm.
The name Jalen Suggs out of Orlando keeps getting thrown around.
Yeah,
and Jalen's a former football player and good defensive player and scores enough and facilitates enough. You know, take a look at Orlando. Orlando has the assets to make you think, that's interesting. And that's a team that you could trade with. And then if you're Orlando, you put Darius next to Banchero and Franz Wagner. I would think they'd like that a lot.
What are we getting back out of that?
I don't know. The rumor you've heard is Jalen Suggs and...
Right. And?
Another player. Pick. You might not have your socks knocked off by what the return might be on paper, but on the floor might be a very different look.
Are you saying freedom on the floor and maybe freedom salary cap wise? A little.
I'm talking just play. I'm not even thinking salary cap. But the minute, if Darius isn't here, who becomes your number two or number 1A scoring option?
Evan.
Thank you. What does that do for your team, in theory?
Well, as many people have said, this team goes as Evan goes.
Will go when Evan goes.
Yeah.
I think it, if you get the right deal, you don't hesitate. If you don't get the right deal, you don't do it. I mean, it would be silly to give up a player of his caliber just to make a deal.
Jim is in Strongsville. Hello, Jim. How are you today?
Hello, gentlemen. You know what, Jeff? You just hit the nail on the head, buddy. But I think when you're talking about Darius, I love Darius. I have been a proponent of Darius forever. But the one thing that you got to add into the mix here that you have, yes, great flyer. Yes. And then you got the issue with two smaller ball dominant guys. But the third issue that's probably the biggest issue is Darius with his slight frame has been injured every year he's been in the NBA. And I'm sorry, availability is a big deal.
Yep.
What is it now? Two playoff series where he's been hurt. You just look, I love the guy. I love his game. I think he might be better with a less ball dominant guard in the backcourt with him. I love the idea of Suggs. And I'll tell you what, Wagner hasn't been the player that they've wanted him to be. I'm just wondering if you could do a package with Jared and Garland and maybe get Wagner back and Suggs, because I think that would really round out your offense. And I think it would be, look,
you,
I think
you mean,
be a better
you mean Franz Wagner, not Mo, right?
Yeah. I want the good one. I don't want the guy just full space.
I can't see them trading Wagner and Suggs. I think Wagner and Banchero are their future.
He's had two down seasons though, you know, and I know the one year they blamed it kind of on him playing internationally over the summer, but maybe not. Look, if you can pry him out of there, great. But here's the thing. If you put in like a Suggs, I think you're better. I don't want to say addition by subtraction, but I think when you put a guy in there that's a pass first point guard with some size, that does. That kind of unlocks Evan Mobley for more shots. That I think that allows more guys more shots. When you've got both Evan and, you know, Mitchell back in the backcourt, that's just so many shots dedicated to two dudes in your backcourt. I just don't know. I just think that the offense would go better because, look, everybody talks about, like, well, they moved the ball, and look what Indiana's doing. Remember, the last 30 or some games of the year, the Cavs didn't move the ball as well as they did. And I know you keep saying, like, well, you can play team ball and win basketball. You know who I compare this Indiana team to? I compare them to the Pistons with Chauncey Billups. You know, yeah, you could do it, but without that super, superstar, I don't think you can do it long term. And while I think Halliburton's a good player, I think he's more like a Chauncey Billups type player. Really good player, hits big shots, but he's not a transcendental player. And I think if you really want to win NBA championships and be consistently in the conversation, you have to have that guy that's transcendental.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Jim, thank you. Isaac and Shaker writes, hi, Isaac, I got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, here's my 30 seconds. All you guys are wrong. Leave Garland alone. Leave the core four alone. Donovan Mitchell so tired at the end of the game because your bench is terrible. Your bench is terrible. Wade, Okoro, Merle can't get their own shot. All these guys that's on these other teams, they can get when Halliburton's on the bench and when SGA's on the bench, they get plenty of rest because guys can get their own shot. They can handle the ball. If anybody was missed during that series, was Darius Garland because he tired Donovan Mitchell out because Mitchell has to do so much with the ball. He has to bring it up, has to get other guys involved in the offense.
And
Kenny was, has to be the score.
And they were both hurt, so, let's be honest. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, but still, the point is, don't trade. You're wrong about Garland.
Well, I didn't say trade him. It's not what we're talking about. It's what everybody else is saying. I know, like, everybody, I don't know. Yeah.
He shouldn't even be in the conversation about Trey. These guys have been together 2 or 3 years. Garland is not the problem. Garland can get you 18 to 20.
It's not Darius, Isaac. It's not Darius. It's the fit. People need to understand there's a big difference. We're not talking about the player. He's a terrific player. It's about the fit with this team. People need to comprehend that fact. Darius is terrific, but does it work here, and will it get them past the second round of the playoffs? That's the conversation.
Isaac, thank you. Mike Axisa, CBS Sports, talking baseball, next.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.